Thank you very much indeed, Yaya. Ministers, excellencies, and colleagues, it's my privilege to deliver the following message from Ban Ki-moon, United Nations Secretary General. He says, I am pleased to send greetings to the 40th session of the Committee on World Food Security. The 1974 World Food Conference, which recommended the foundation of this committee, resolved that all governments should work for the day when no child will go to bed hungry, no family will fear for its next day's bread, and no human being's future and capacities will be stunted by malnutrition. The Secretary General says, I share the committee's vision of eliminating hunger. Last year, I launched the Zero Hunger Challenge so that all can realize the right to food and nutrition, even in times of crisis. The Zero Hunger Challenge is based on promoting sustainable, family-based farming and food systems that minimize loss or waste of food. This Committee on World Food Security is the point of reference for all who seek to achieve this vision through collaboration among governments, social movements, farmers' organizations, business, and the research community. The Committee on World Food Security was reformed 4 years ago. It addresses food security crises while also seeking to tackle underlying causes of hunger. Working with a spirit of trust and mutual accountability, the multiple actors within this committee are collaborating to address some of the thorniest issues that stand in the way of all people being able to enjoy food security. The issues you address include tenure of land and other natural resources, principles for responsible investment in agriculture, food price volatility and its causes, mitigation of and adaptation to climate change, impact of biofuel mandates on food security, and so on. This work is not easy. It has required imagination, courage, and determination from you, your governments, your members, and your associates. But the Committee on Food Security is an example of the kind of stewardship of global issues that will increasingly be needed in coming years. As I'm sure you all know, member states and other stakeholders have embarked on a process, an open working group, to craft a universal development agenda for the post-2015 world. I attended one of the preparatory events, the high-level thematic consultation hosted by Spain and Colombia in Madrid earlier this year. It proposed that the future we want must include a world free of hunger and malnutrition, and that this should be achieved through sustainable, people-centered development action, achieved through the collective efforts of a broad range of partners. This Committee on World Food Security, chaired by His Excellency Yaya Olaniran of Nigeria, has engaged fully in the vital open working group process for the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda. The high-level panel of experts, chaired by Professor M.S. Swaminathan of India, is also contributing to our understanding of issues, potential targets, and means of implementation. I count on you all to continue to lend your advice and expertise to the open working group process. I ask you to intensify your engagement now in this process, particularly through your representation in New York and work in capitals. You will be fully supported by all entities in my high-level task force on global food security, especially the three agencies based here in Rome, FAO, IFAD, and the World Food Programme. I wish you a successful meeting. That's the end of the statement from the Secretary General.